Hello everyone, it's Steve here. Good afternoon or good evening, good morning, depending on which time of the day you're listening. I'm recording this on a Friday afternoon, Friday the 15th of December. I'm sitting here with my cup of tea and my afternoon coffee biscuit. I think they're called coffee biscuits, very famous Belgian biscuits. I'm sure you've probably tried them. Thank you to everyone for listening, downloading, subscribing, and recommending this podcast to others. According to Spotify Unwrapped, my listeners have increased, and the majority of my listeners are in Japan. So, arigato gozaimasu to all my listeners there. And I'm guessing you'll soon be queuing for your Christmas Kentucky Fried Chicken, or KFC. Is that still a thing? I remember my Japanese students showing me photographs of long queues outside a KFC in Tokyo. I'd never seen such long queues before. And I'm English. I've not podcast for a while, as I've been busy with other things. Also, in the past few days, or the past few weeks, I've been fighting a cough and a sore throat, which I'm hoping doesn't turn into a cold. It does seem to be getting better, I'm pleased to say. At the moment, my voice sounds like the guy in the cinema who says, "If you only see one film this year," or "in a time of." Well, it did sound like that, and I was thinking perhaps I should go into voiceovers. I thought for this podcast, I'd talk about traditional office school celebrations over the festive season. These particular ones are supposed to be fun, but they can also be quite stressful. I was also hoping to get to podcast number 100 by the end of the year, but have to accept that's not going to happen. Hopefully, we'll reach that milestone in the new year. This is podcast number 95, so we're nearly there. Sadly, this is the last podcast of the year, as I will be quite busy for the next couple of weeks. No, I'm not Santa Claus. He's a lot bigger, and I don't like the cold, so I'd be no good at doing that job. As I say, yes, I'll be quite busy for the next couple of weeks, but I'll be back in 2024. There may or may not be some interruptions to this podcast, as I'm expecting some deliveries and some phone calls. Anyway, let's begin. Many years ago, when I worked in banking, we had a lot of Christmas parties, and the food and drink were provided free. Generally, the bank hired a room or floor of a building and a DJ. It was fun, and you could mix with your friends without mixing with the management. The disadvantage with three drinks was that some people were greedy and couldn't behave themselves once they had consumed a certain amount of alcohol. An English phrase is that somebody is unable to hold their drink. It doesn't necessarily mean they drink a lot, but it means that their body reacts negatively once they have taken in a certain amount of alcohol. It might only be a couple of pints or a couple of drinks. It doesn't have to be that much. And the negative response can vary from becoming ill, speaking or shouting really loudly, becoming over-emotional or over-excited, or in some case, violent. In my first job, there was a young person who used to get incredibly drunk and wanted to fight everyone at the office party. It wasn't me before your brains start working overtime. At one event, I happened to bump into this person while carrying some drinks back from the bar to my friends. This person followed me back to the booth where my friends were sitting. He was continually shouting and threatening me. My friends had brought their partners with them to the party. Their partners both stood up when they saw I was having trouble. Now, both these guys were over 6.5 foot tall. That's about 2 metres, I guess. The drunk guy soon backed off. We didn't have any more trouble from him. There were a few more Christmas parties like that, but after a number of financial crises, they became a bit more formal, sit-down meals. And sometimes there wasn't an office Christmas party at all at Christmas. We'd all just go out for a Christmas drink after work. We'd have a nice time, but the company wasn't paying for it. When I started working in education, my school was in a part of London that had a very large number of Polish inhabitants. So we spent many Christmas parties in Polish restaurants. I'd never had Polish food before, but I liked pierogi, which were a sort of pasta dumpling. You can actually buy these in Sainsbury's now. A lot of the food, Polish food, involved cabbage, or kapusta, as it's called in Polish. I've never liked green cabbage, and guess I never will. I don't mind pickled red cabbage or white cabbage, like in sauerkraut or kimchi, but green cabbage, ugh. In later years, other Christmas parties were a meal, followed by a disco afterwards. For many years, you were given a seating plan and had to sit at a designated table. Sometimes it would be the same table as the managing director, or you'd even have to sit next to the managing director. As very few people liked the MD, this was always a stressful time of year for the staff, wondering if at the Christmas meal they would end up on the same table. I almost ended up in this position 2 years in a row, but luckily my boss found a way out of it. In later years, we managed to get hold of draft table plans and suggest alternative seating to the people who arranged it. We even persuaded one member of staff to volunteer for the MD's table a few years in a row. That member of staff was very well respected and liked for their volunteering by the other members of staff. In fact, that particular Christmas party became stressful for a lot of people, and also because some of them really didn't like it. They didn't mind celebrating with the people they work with, but the rest of the time they didn't want to celebrate with them. I remember one of my friends always calling it the worst 3 hours of the year. Now, if it's a Christmas party and you're referring to it as that, there's something wrong there, isn't there? Now, I'm just going to take another sip of tea and then I'll talk about Secret Santa. You may have heard the expression Secret Santa about this time of year. This is where, if you work in an office or somewhere like that, you buy a present for someone. Say you have a maximum spend of £5 or £10. And you wrap it up, and you put it in a sack, and on the last day of term, they get their present. You don't put your name on it. And that's why it's called Secret Santa. I quite liked it, because it often meant I could buy fun presents for people. And sometimes I might have deliberately asked to get a name on purpose. Other times, I've asked not to get a name. The reason being is that in one place that I worked, one particular person was really always ungrateful about the presents they received in Secret Santa. Now, remembering, Secret Santa is supposed to be fun. A lot of the time, this person did receive scented candles. And I can remember being in the office and this person saying, "Not another scented candle." Although there were probably a few swear words included with that as well. So I thought, I hope I never get a Secret Santa for this person. And what happened? 1 year, I did get a Secret Santa for this person. And I knew that whatever I got for them, they would be ungrateful. Although I think I bought them a scarf or something I found in a nearby shop. They never ever commented on it, which I find strange. When you wrapped your Secret Santa present up, You'd take it down to the office and you'd put it in a sack. A couple of the ladies who worked in the office could work out who bought what for who from the people who came in and put the things in the Secret Santa sack. I always pretended I was putting a Secret Santa in for someone else, so they never really knew the Secret Santa presents that I bought. I don't think anyone knew till years later, unless I told them. But as I say, I found it quite stressful with this person who would moan about everything, complain about the Secret Santa presents that they got. As I say, it was only a bit of fun, so you no need to add stress to it. But there you go. I hope your Secret Santa and Christmas parties are a lot more stress-free. Well, that's it for now. Thank you, everyone, for listening throughout the year. Thank you for making the podcast have over 1,000 listens. I think it was 1,073 at the last check. Thank you very much for the increase in number in podcasts. Love people listening to podcasts, so you may have been recommending it to people you know. Thank you very much there. Thank you for downloading and subscribing. And also, I don't know everyone who listens to the podcast, but I'd like to say thank you to Ayako-san, because I'm sure she does. Thank you to Mimi-san, and thank you for the calendar, and thank you for such lovely service we get in the cafe round the park. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Camilla, and thank you to Alexander. Wherever you are, I hope you are listening, and you are all safe and well. So this is Steve saying, stay safe and well, look after yourselves, take good care of yourselves, happy holidays, and I'm wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Steve saying, see you in 2024. Bye-bye.